Kitimat Council is escalating its opposition to Pacific Northern Gas Plan to double natural gas delivery charges over 3 years, voting July 7 to send a letter to Premier David Eby in solidarity with Terrace and other northern communities. "The mayor of Terrace is touching on concerns that many of us around this table already have," said Kitimat Councillor Michelle Martins, who introduced the motion. "I wasn't super impressed with PNG's presentation to us a few weeks ago, and I don't feel I'm alone." Martins said the challenges faced by northern residents are not fully understood in Victoria, adding the region is more effective when communities advocate for one another. The move follows a letter from Terrace Mayor Sean Bujtas to Eby, echoing earlier messages from the village of Telkwa and the North Coast Regional District. That letter called for a full review and reset of PNG, including an independent audit of the company's operations and spending. With PNG's delivery rates for residential natural gas continuing to rise, the financial burden on northern British Columbians, particularly during the coldest months, is becoming increasingly unsustainable, Bujtas wrote. PNG's pattern of increases feels disproportionately targeted at northern communities, amounting to what many perceive as a northern tax. Bujtas also raised concerns over a proposed $200 million pipeline project, saying it raises serious questions about fiscal responsibility and the assumption that ratepayers should bear the cost of potentially questionable decisions. He said Terrace strongly opposes any increase and urged the BC Utilities Commission to conduct a comprehensive audit of the company's finances. Kitimat Councillor Terry Marlowe backed Martin's motion, calling the proposed increase one example of a broader pattern in which northerners pay more for less. "The provincial government is not listening," he said, citing gaps in healthcare, education and utility services. While the BC Utilities Commission is currently reviewing PNG's proposed rate changes, Kitimat's letter to the Premier is not bound by the deadline for filing formal comments. The district has already submitted a formal opposition to the Commission. The proposed hike would apply only to the delivery portion of residential gas bills. If approved, it would be phased in over 3 years, an average of 20% on May 1, followed by 28% in 2026 and 5% in 2027. PNG has described the changes as a financial reset, citing rising costs, reduced pipeline usage and industrial shutdowns. The company says the 5% increase planned for 2027 is fixed, after which rates are expected to stabilize. Councillors, however, rejected PNG's explanation during a May 26 meeting, where the company faced pointed criticism. Councillor Mario Feldhoff challenged the notion that shareholder returns, set by the Utilities Commission, could be separated from consumer burden. "Shareholders should share in the financial burden," he said. Council also took issue with PNG's presentation of the rollback of the federal carbon tax, suggesting it misleadingly made the rate hike appear neutral to customers. Councillors voiced frustration over what they described as a lack of clarity and transparency about long-term impacts, despite reassurances from PNG representative Jason Keir, who pointed to future demand tied to the Ridley Island LNG project.